Hello and welcome to
Star 67 After Dark.
My name is Erica.
And my name is Malaysia.
And this is where we say the shit that others won't.
And welcome to episode number 2.
Part 2. So we recorded this episode yesterday.
And everything got deleted.
The computer was being problematic and deleted the whole hour and 30 something minutes that we recorded. So this is now part 2. So, I'm a little under the weather, so that's why I sound like a man, but bear with me, we'll get through it, hopefully. So, let's start with a week recap. What did you do this past weekend, or week?
Yeah. So, on Saturday, I went to a festival, it's called Disrupt Festival, and it was just a bunch of, like, hardcore bands.
Yeah.
Old school, with my sister, and that was a fucking blast. Unfortunately, I got super dehydrated and threw up at the end, which wasn't fun. But besides that, I had a fucking blast. Yeah. And then
you guys look like you guys had fun.
Yeah, I was a mess. Yesterday, Wednesday, I decided to go out and drink because we recorded our episode and I was like, ooh, it was fun. Like, I want to celebrate.
I wasn't with her, but
no. I was celebrating just for the both of us, obviously. And I decided to get a little drunk. So
you had, like, what, 3 pitchers?
I don't even know. The lady was just hooking it up, and I was just like, all right, let's have a blast. Like, free alcohol.
So, something we forgot to talk about last week were your new additions.
Yes.
So, you want to tell them about that?
Yeah. So the first one is I recently got braces to help fix my fucking teeth, even though I already had braces. And then,
it's so funny, I wanted braces, like,
in high school?
Not in high school, like, I think middle school.
Oh, okay.
But my dentist was like, you really don't need them, and now that I'm older, I'm like, fuck, I wish I would've got them.
Your teeth are pretty straight, though.
Not to me. I feel like my teeth be throwing up gang signs in there.
This is called throwing up gang signs. Your teeth are pretty straight, like, yeah, you're lucky.
I don't like it. I'm like, I really want to get veneers. Just fuck it, but I'm like, damn, that's like $40,000 right there.
I feel like I would get veneers when I'm much older, and I don't feel like having to, like, I'll probably just get full-on, like, implants, though, at that point, like, just get my fucking teeth removed, because, like, I don't want to deal with that.
Damn.
But, like, I think that's something I want to do when I'm older. Right now, I feel like I could sort of, like, they're fixable. I could get them whitened and cleaned, you know? But
yeah, I was thinking, like, maybe I should just get, like, the Invisalign.
Yeah.
And then get them whitened. But I'm like, dude, or, I mean, that's cheaper right now, obviously. Yeah. I don't have any other choice. But I'm like, or I could just get veneers and just be like,
or
cool, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Drop the whole bag on my teeth, like, type.
Yeah. Alex's brother has veneers on his top teeth. They look nice.
Really?
Yeah. He has his front 8 teeth done. He only paid $2,000, though, because he got them when he was younger. And, like, it was through, like, a program. So they, like, helped cover, like, the dentist. He did it as a tax write-off, pretty much, like. But they're fucking nice. Like, nice. I was like, okay, I can see why veneers are an option.
And I see a lot of people just do their top row. But I feel like I would have to do both.
Like, so they can match.
Yeah. But I see people, like, and then, like, they pull it off, and I'm like, nah, I feel like I need to do both.
I feel like a lot of celebrities just get, because Miley Cyrus, for a while, she only had her top teeth, and her bottom teeth were really crooked, and you could tell, and finally, she got her bottom teeth done. So I think that's what gives it away that you have veneers, is when your teeth don't really match.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then your other addition?
I got on a Brazilian wax program. And I fucking love it.
Courtesy of me. I've been telling her to do this for so long, dude, because, like, I don't know. Brazilians are, like, the best thing ever. Like,
it's a game changer.
It really is. Like, it boosts your confidence. Like, you walk different. Like, it just, everything feels good. Everything feels good. I love it.
I'm trying to just,
I want to be hairless. Yeah. Like, other than on my head, my eyebrows, my eyelashes. That's
No hair.
And I'm, like, freaking Italian, so I'm hairy as shit.
Dude, same. I fucking hate it. Because, okay, I had this weird thing when I was growing up. And I was like, dude, I swear, like, something's wrong with me. Like, I might produce testosterone or something. Or, like, high levels. Because, like, I've always been hairier than, like, other people.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, I know, like, being Mexican and black, like, I'm obviously going to be on the hairy side. But, like, I would look at other people and, like, okay, no, I'm way hairier than them. Like, this is not fucking normal. Yeah. Like, I hate
it. And the
it.
Thing is, like, so in high school, people used to shave their arms. Like, that was, like, the thing.
But it would come back so much, like...
I never shaved my arms because I was like, that's just doing too much. Like, my arms are hairy.
Okay, like, I would shave them and then... I would only shave to right here, and then I started shaving past, but now look, like, I'm fucking, like, hairy, and I regret it. And I would shave my knuckles, and, like,
all I used to shave my hands and shit, and now I'm just, like, I really just want to commit and just get laser, but it's so fucking painful that, like...
You're not willing.
No, I don't want to, dude. So I got my face lasered, right?
Do they put numbing cream? Sorry.
No.
No? Oh, I thought they put numbing cream before they started it.
No. Well, at least where I went. But the girl who did mine ended up burning me, and I saw the scar on my neck from where she burned me.
Where she burned you?
Yeah, and I was, like, full on, like, I have a high pain tolerance.
Damn.
And I was full on crying. Crying.
The whole process.
While she was doing my face. She's like, do you want me to stop? And I was like, no, bitch, you already fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I've gotten my armpits done twice. But after I got my face, like, I didn't go back for more. But I think I need to go somewhere else, maybe. Because I was, like, crying. Like, a bitch. Yeah. And even when I was done, she stepped out and I was still, like, like,
dude,
still crying.
That's bad.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
that's
dude.
Bad.
It sucked. So what else did you do this past week?
I took the baby to the splash pad so he can run around and fucking go crazy and burn out all his energy. And then pretty much just relax, besides, like, those two major going to the concert and then going out yesterday. That's pretty much it.
That's dope. And I, too, went to a concert this past weekend. And
how was that?
I don't know. I'm really on the fence about it. Because, so... I went to go see Suicide Boys with the Headliners.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Trash Talk, Shakewell, Germ, Denzel Curry, Shoreline Mafia, and Suicide Boys. And we waited 2.5 hours in the fucking sun. So I think it like was like 1:10 or something that day.
Outside. Oh, I thought when you got there.
No, it was 110 degrees outside.
That's fucking hot.
So, for anybody who doesn't know, we live in Arizona. Mm-hmm. So, I got there at about 3. Mm-hmm. Doors didn't open until 5:30. So, waiting 2.5 hours
in the sun. And that's, like, a really hot point during the day. Because
that's the hottest time of the day,
At 2 to 3, I feel like that's when, like, the sun is, like...
at its peak.
Yeah, so that's fucking hot.
And I just, like, my ass... went to sleep at 7 or 8 that morning. I had been drinking all night. I didn't eat. I took, like, a little bit of a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up. I didn't eat. Got dressed. Went and got my friend and we went. And I, like, had to stop. I was like, fuck, like, I didn't eat. Stopped and I grabbed a protein bar. And we were just, like, chugging water. Like, thankfully, they came around with water and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit was still not working. Like, at one point, I was like, dude, I don't think I could do this. Like, I was starting to get lightheaded. I was definitely dehydrated. My eye was fucking twitching and shit.
Oh, no.
So, we finally get in, and we're in the front, but I'm just, like, there was... I don't know. Like, I'm on the fence because I'm like, damn, am I getting too old for concerts? Because it just was, like, I have that realization, like, in that moment, like, we're literally fucking a flock of sheep just being herded to the slaughter. Like, that's what it felt like. Because we're just, like, all, like, packed in there.
And it can be dangerous, especially if you guys were waiting out in the sun. Like, people can pass
no,
out.
No, I've never seen so many people get pulled out of a crowd before.
Oh, so people were
hell
already,
like, a good 40-something people got pulled out. Like, I mean, I couldn't even tell you how many. I lost track. But a lot of people got pulled out. And then we had to sit through fucking 7 acts. 7. Like, that wasn't a fucking concert. That was a festival.
Yeah.
Like, they should have called it a festival.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I don't really like that venue because, like, the stage was so far from the crowd and it was high up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, above eye level.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird. And just for, like, pictures and video purposes, like, we didn't get any good nothing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then I sweated all of my makeup off.
Yes.
Like... I've gone to concerts in full makeup before. It was just fine. I don't know what the fuck was up this day, but I sweated both eyelashes off, wings off. And let me tell you, I had a full face of makeup on, like full beat, yes, glitter in my corner, in my corners, and winged eyeliner. When I left, it was like I washed my face. Yeah. There was not a stitch of makeup left on my face.
Dude, you fucking washed your face, you moisturized, you did everything. That's what it looked like. Yeah.
I was just like, dude, this is crazy.
I wish they could see it before and after, because like, when you were like, oh, I got my umbrella, and I was like, oh shit, this bitch looks good. Like, I see you, like, you look beat. And then when you left, I was like, wait, like,
what happened?
Where is all the makeup? Because like, you had full-blown eyeliner, like, and that shit's hard sometimes to take off, like, black, like,
So,
no.
It was just a whole fucking, it was a mess. It was fun, but... And then it, like, made me tap into, like, my old, like, ways. So in high school, I used to go to, like, a lot of concerts. I was really into the music scene. And I knew a lot of rappers. I'm not going to name drop anybody, but, like, big rappers today.
Yeah,
like, I knew a lot of them. And at the time, I didn't think I was a groupie. Now, looking back on it, I was like, oh, bitch, you was a groupie. Yeah. Even though I didn't do anything with any of them, contrary to popular belief, because there's some suspicion, you know, out there
about me. But is it more so just, like, the attention and being right there? Like, that groupie aspect of, like...
Well, yeah, like...
Wanting to be around
because
them.
Because all the girls used to fucking hate us.
Yeah.
Because we would all go to every fucking show. Yeah. And they would see us walking, like, ooh. Because we knew, like, I knew everybody. I knew, I didn't, it wasn't just the main act. I knew the, you know, drummers and the stage people and the fucking road dogs, whatever. I knew everyone.
Yeah.
So, and I was cool with all of them.
Yeah.
And so people were jealous of that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just me, it was me and my friends. But because I'm the more outspoken one, like, I definitely got us, like, the on the attention, tour bus and like, you know what I mean? But we never did anything with them. And so this time around, like, we found out where people were staying and like what they were doing after. And there's some, you know, some good looking ones, you know what I mean? Like, of the
and they're
different
your
acts.
They're your type.
My
too.
Type, yeah. So it's like really hard to find my type in Arizona. Yeah. But when they events like this, they show out. So I'm like, ooh, like, my eyes is,
they
know,
come out of hiding.
Come out of hiding, and I'm like, yes. I feel like I'm fucking kid in a candy store. But I was looking crazy, like, in my hair. Oh, my God, dude. Sweated out my hair. And I was just like, I can't even try to do nothing right now because I look like a fool. Like, they look at me like, bitch, you look like you skipped the mental hospital. Like, are you okay? So, I'm sorry, guys, they keep coughing, but, you know, whatever, deal with it. But, yeah, so, man, it sucked, though, because I was, like, trying to, like, I was really considering it. I was like, nah, man, like, let me not go back down that road, you know? But, I don't know. I feel like I'm just getting too old. Because even when I go out now, like, lately, every time we go out, we have a table.
Yeah.
Like, thank God. And now I'm like, if there's no table, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like, and I know it's sounds bougie as fuck,
but it's not fucking worth it. Why are you going to waste your time?
Energy,
and
bro,
why
nah.
are you gonna be scared? Like, okay, and this is gonna sound really bougie too, but like, when for your birthday we went to Vegas and we ended up at some people's table, and it's like, if we're gonna go out, why are we gonna sit there in a crowd? Like, I'm not gonna fucking sit there in a crowd and be sweaty with standing in heels.
Yeah.
Like, you want
when
a table.
I could be sitting pretty, you know
and
what I mean?
Having bottle service, which is nice. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, dude, you have to go out with us because, like, we go out for free now.
Yeah.
Like, we don't gotta pay for anything.
Yeah.
And we sit there, our feet don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
We not...
You can fucking look good. You're not sweating up a fucking storm.
The only time I'm sweating is if I'm legit, like, trying to bust down or something like that. But, I don't know. So I feel like it's the same way, like, with concerts. Like, I gotta be backstage or something, you know?
Yeah. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Or, like, in seats. Like, in a seat. Not, like, general admission. Which a lot of these shows are general admission.
Uh-huh.
So, I know, and especially with this show, like, it's either I'm in the front or I'm in the back. Mm-hmm. Because I can't be in the middle, because I'm not doing that mosh and shit, I'm too old, I'll fuck around and deck somebody straight in their jaw.
Especially, like, dude, I have such a bad fucking attitude sometimes, where, I realize that people are swinging their arms and shit, but, like, to me, I take that shit hella personal, and oh, okay,
like,
you want to swing.
Are you trying to fight?
Well, then
okay.
Let's swing. Like, let's go. Like, I can't do that.
Like, I don't... Yeah, I don't care. I don't give a fuck if we're moshing. Everyone's doing it. We're at a concert. Hit me.
Yeah.
See what the fuck happens.
I'm going to fucking hit you back.
I'm going to lay your ass out. Yeah. For real. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, I love seeing these people because, like, one of my biggest regrets in life always will be never seeing Little Peep live because for anyone who doesn't know, that's, like...
Biggest fan.
I mean, I have, like, so many tattoos for him that it's creepy, but whatever. So, like, never being able to, like, experience his energy.
Live, yeah. And in person.
Yeah. Makes me so sad. So, after he died, I was, like, I was like...
Dude, I remember when he passed away. We were in the pharmacy I was doing my externship, and you were still working there, and, like... when the pharmacy would let us play music on like slow days, like you would just bump him.
Yeah,
constantly.
I still do.
Constantly.
Yeah.
It was just like constantly, you're like, I'm sorry, I love him. And I'm like, girl, I understand. Like, do what you gotta do. Like, I ain't gonna hate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've turned so many people on to Little Peep. Uh-huh. Like, so many people. I feel like low key. I turn a lot of people on to music and they don't be giving me the credit, but it's okay. Cause I'd be like. I'd be looking at their Snapchat stories and shit, and they playing that song, and I was like,
I wonder where you got that from.
I was like, you know you got that shit from me. Give me the credit. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm the musician. Like, give me the fucking credit. But, yeah, I don't know. So, that's why I'm always, like, trying to make an effort to go see everyone.
That you actually enjoy.
Yeah, because, like, so with Mac Miller, me and my friend were supposed to go see Mac Miller years ago. She's like, no, let's go to this concert instead. And I was like,
get to see him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. So.
Because it's not like you'll ever, especially because, like, it's sad. You know, like, their life gets taken away from them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you think, oh, yeah, I'm going to be able to see them. Like, they're so successful. Like, nothing's going to happen like that. And the next thing you know, it's like, fuck, I didn't even get to, like, go and enjoy them and, like, support them and just, like you said, feel their energy.
Yeah. So, and it, for me, I really love meeting artists because I'm gonna be honest, like, there's some people, like, I'm still fans of their music, but I know they're trash human beings.
Oh yeah.
But there's other people, like, I'm gonna give you an example, Rico Nasty. Mm-hmm. When I met her, she energy is like so fucking so sweet, so nice, and she throws on a killer show. So for me, all around, like, she's just the whole package. Yeah. Like, you are still, you know, put on a good show, your music's good, and you're good as a human.
Yeah, like that's awesome. And that's rare.
Rare, yeah.
Even my sister said Malibu Mitch when she met her.
Super nice as well.
She was like, she's fucking awesome, and her music is...
Such a doll.
Yeah,
like, she's really nice, down to earth.
Like, and it's not, like, fake, where you could feel like, oh no, like, they're obviously just doing that just to, like, not come off as a bitch. Like, they're genuinely fucking sincere and nice.
Yeah. I forgot about her. She was super chill, too. But there's other rappers, and I don't know if it's... I'm going to retell a story, but I'm not going to say who it was. But he is a bigger rapper. I'll tell you who it is after. After... He was all right. He was a little standoffish, a little weird, whatever. And then... but a little bit rude. Mm-hmm. And that night, he had all of his attention gravitated towards this one girl. Mm-hmm. And for one, I know for a fact she was underage.
Mm.
And she looks underage.
Yeah.
But I was like, whatever, that's none of my business. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, he's still a little rude, but he only got nice when we slid him some drugs.
Oh.
So.
His attitude changed.
Changed. Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's crazy, I don't want to say names either, but when we went out to eat with your aunt and she was talking before I knew who the main person that you guys know, like, related to, she was talking about, but, like, she was talking about other artists that she's been able to
be around
due to being related to who you guys are related to.
No, like, not even being related, she just knows hella people in the industry just off top.
Yeah. Well, like, just her talking about it was just crazy seeing how much, like, drugs influence their fucking persona, and, like, she was, like, it was just crazy, and I was like, no fucking way, like, and when she was talking about it, I was like, oh, she's probably just talking about weed, you know, like, they're, like, they, you know, like, they're deep into that shit, and, like, when, it's weird, because, like, now I can't, like, even when I see posts about that person, I'm like, fuck, like, they have a real issue, and it's not being addressed, because it's just, like, fame, you know, like.
And it sucks, though, because, especially, like, me, like, I'm such a, not to do my own form, but I'm such a real-ass bitch, and being around those kind of people, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because you fuck with them because, like, they're chill, or they're, you like their music, or whatever, but they're so fucked up that it's like, damn, you can't help them.
Like, they're so high, you mean? Like, on...
Yeah, and it's like, they don't want to get help.
Mm-mm. I think, like, and I was even asking your aunt, low-key. It's fucking nasty.
This wine we're drinking is disgusting.
But we are pushing through it and taking sips.
What about my mom?
But, like, it was crazy because how, like, fuck, what was I going to say?
Oh, god damn, this wine is just really gross.
Yeah, it fucking is. What were we talking about? I low-key forgot what I was going to say. I'm sorry.
Something about my aunt. We're talking about rappers and drugs industry.
Yeah. I don't know. I forgot, low-key. Okay. If it pops up, I'll bring it up.
Yeah, but it's just... Yeah, it sucks because they're just so deep into it. And, like, I don't understand. But, like, I understand. Like, I get it because I'm, like... They have to deal with a lot.
A lot of stress.
A lot. And I can only imagine, like, how it is. I mean, shit... I have people that be copying me and looking up to me now.
And they have thousands, like...
Millions of people. So I can only imagine, like, what that stress is like. Yeah. It has to suck.
Yeah.
It really does. And I mentioned this last episode. It was kind of piggybacks. Or not last episode, the episode that got deleted. But it's kind of piggybacks off of this. Like, I'm so tired of people telling me that they wish they had my life.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's so stupid. Like, I get, and I always try to show both sides of everything.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, it's like you were saying, people only look at
the good. They see all the happy, but they don't see when you're right there posting, like, oh no, I'm depressed, or I'm going through this, or, you know, this is what's going on. They choose to ignore that, or I don't know if it's just their... subconscious just fucking choosing to block it out because they don't want to acknowledge it. But then they see, like, oh, she's going out, she's having fun, she's doing this, she's doing that, she's traveling.
Yeah.
And then they just associate that with, like, oh, that's how her whole life is. And it's like, no, that's not how it is. Yeah.
And it's just so, it sucks because, like, people, and I mentioned this already. Well, you guys aren't even gonna hear that, so let me just stop saying that. But, you know, this one girl that I went to middle school with.
Yeah.
Hit me up, DM'd me on Instagram, and was like, what do you do for work? Your life looks so lit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you sound stupid.
Yeah.
For one. And for two, I'm like, dude, it's not anything like...
You're seeing a portion of what I choose to reveal to you.
Yeah. And I always try to be very transparent with everything because, and that's a reason why I wanted to start this podcast,
mm-hmm.
was for the simple fact of showing that, like, because when growing up, I felt so different and I felt like an outsider because I thought that my thoughts or my actions were not normal. Come to find out, this shit's normal and so many other people have the same...
Exactly.
Same feelings, but you don't have any... reference to go by,
and it's hard for you to feel comfortable just opening up and off bat and saying, oh yeah, this is what's going on, and like taking that risk of not knowing if someone's gonna choose to open up as well, or if they're gonna just sort of play it off and be like, no, you're fucking stupid or you're crazy.
Yeah. But it's like, to see everything that I go through, mm-hmm. if you really were to walk in my shoes, you would be like, oh, no, never mind.
Like, it's not.
Yeah, it's like, it's just so annoying when people are like, oh, I wish I had your life. Or people who blatantly copy me. But, like, I just, like, don't even fucking pay it any mind anymore. Cause,
dude, this shit's creepy. Yeah. Have you ever, like, you'll talk about something or post it, and then next thing you know, someone's just on the wave, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, I swear, like, you never were, like, I think... Also, what bothers me is, like, I've gone going to school with people and seeing that they were raised in a much different household and they didn't have to struggle, or, like, they didn't have to grow up in the hood, or, you know, like, shit like that. And then seeing how they choose to, like, try and struggle now or want to act like they know what it's like and they want to be ghetto and, like, all that shit. It's sort of like, no, bitch, like, you didn't know what the fuck the struggle really was. Didn't have to go through that. You fucking lived in your nice little house comfortably with your parents. Like, don't ever try and, like, fake the funk and, like, act like you know what the fuck it is to go through this shit because you didn't have to.
Yeah.
And it's not some, like... If I could have gone through, like, I don't regret my life or what I've gone through, but if I could have lived a little bit more comfortably, that would have been nice.
Yeah. I mean, like, everyone.
So why are you trying to act like you are going through the struggle now or you want to be fake hood or fake ghetto? It's like...
And it's just, like, I get everyone has their own problems. I understand that.
Yeah.
But don't...
You're erasing a lot of people's struggle when you do that shit.
Yeah.
You're minimizing what the fuck they had to go through growing up
by acting like that. I know people who, like, make a problem out of, like, bitch, I wish that was my problem. Because you don't want to know what a fucking real problem
exactly. Looks like. Especially, like, we're so young still. And, like, we went through all this shit when we were, like... teenagers, even younger, and it's like, what the fuck, like, if I didn't have to go through this, like, I wouldn't want, like, I didn't choose, you know?
Like, yeah, and it sucks, like, all that fucking just childhood trauma, like, that's why I really am trying to, like, break the cycle. Like, I'm always used to tell that to me, and, like, now, like, I get it, I always understood it, but now that I'm getting older and, like, starting to realize, like, the things that I want in life, I'm like, oh, like, I just... If I were to have kids or whatever, my kids are definitely going to be so different than the way I was raised. Like, completely different. And it's just so crazy that, I don't know, people just stop faking. Like, stop faking, just stop trying to put on a persona. Like, it's just, it's not cool.
It's not cute.
And it's different, there's a difference to be influenced by something than to blatantly try to copy it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference, you know what I mean?
Usually if you take influence, you don't try so hard to, like, how can I say, like, put on that persona.
Yeah.
It's more so like, oh no, I got influence. Like, people usually give credit and they're just more like, you can tell the difference, you know, from someone who's just trying to fake struggle, and you're just like, okay, like,
yeah, for sure.
Why do you want to go through that? Like, why do you want to go through it? Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I know that, I don't know, people are just so weird. That wine.
I'm trying, girl. I'm trying. That's why I was like, don't pour me a lot.
Well, I thought, like, I've had Chardonnay before.
This bitch was just like, go.
Right? I thought Chardonnay was like a sweet wine. I don't know.
This is more like sour.
This shit is just nasty.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, should I put some fruit in it? Like, it just needs...
Can we put sugar?
Sweeten it. That's what I was saying. Like, it needs to be sweetened a little bit.
Is that weird for me to, like... Is that unhealthy?
I don't... Yeah. And it's hella strong.
It is. Can we just put, like, a drop of sugar?
For real. I think I have sugar in there somewhere. I don't know. But...
Even some honey would probably...
I do have honey.
That'd be bomb.
I have some, like, organic honey. Dude, okay. So I have, like... I'm an old lady at heart.
Yes, you fucking are.
So
I love it.
I go to farmers markets on Sundays, dude. I love that shit. And I'm like hella like tight with the bee lady.
Yeah.
The honey lady. And she was like, oh, like, she gave me her card or whatever. She's like, call me whenever you need honey. Like, even if we're not here, like, I'll meet up with you and just
give you some.
Yeah, and I was like, damn. But her honey is bomb.
Yeah.
Like, hella good. I have this, the one I have is like Desert Bloom or some shit. Uh-huh. And she's right here in like Chandler. Or Gilbert or something like that. That's where her...
She does her, like, beehive.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where she has her beehive. And she's dope. I don't know, I love farmers markets. Like, I just...
You want to know something weird?
What?
Okay, growing up, I fucking hated honey.
Really?
Yeah, okay, so, like, when I was a baby, I wasn't a picky eater, and I know every 7 years our taste buds change.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So, I was not a picky eater when I was a baby, but, like, of course, as time went on, like, I was hella picky about what I would eat. And honey was just nasty. Like...
Was it the texture?
No, the taste.
Really?
I did not fuck with the taste. And then finally, like, within the past, like, couple of years, I finally, like, I don't mind it. It's good.
This is the thing. That whole taste bud shit is bullshit to me. I still don't like...
It's a scam. It's a fucking scam.
And listen, I don't make sense. So, like, that's just starting off. I love oranges. They have to be peeled, though, not cut, or else I won't eat them.
I fucking hate oranges. I only like orange juice.
I don't fucking like orange juice. I don't like orange juice. I've never liked orange juice, and I probably will never like orange juice.
I fucking hate oranges. I won't eat them, but I will drink a whole thing of orange juice.
Are you serious? That's so crazy. Yeah. But, like, I was such a weird kid. Like, I like a handful of fruits, mm-hmm. but I love all vegetables except for, like, two.
Really?
Yeah. Growing up, like, I hate all the melons. Uh-huh. I hate them all. They're all fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like cantaloupe. I fucking hate cantaloupe.
I don't like cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon, none of that shit.
Watermelon? Dude, okay, no. You're fucking canceled. Watermelon is so fire.
Disgusting.
I love it.
That shit's gross.
You're a hater.
Grapefruit, like,
I love
bananas.
Grapefruit. With
disgusting.
Sugar.
Ew.
Grapefruit with sugar is so fucking
Why the fuck do you need to put sugar on fruit? That shit's supposed to be sweet already.
I like more tart grapefruits, more sour ones, so I put sugar so it's like that sweet and salty type shit.
Listen, I'll tell you this.
I like lemons whole. Well, not the skin, but like I could like...
Really?
Yeah, I love lemons.
I'd be fucking paranoid that... You know how they said, like, lemons make your teeth more sensitive?
Oh, it does. My teeth are fucked from it, but
same.
I don't regret it.
Same. Like, literally, like, I like apples, but only green apples. Only Granny Smith, not the Golden Delicious.
Yeah, same.
I like grapes, but only the green ones.
Same. Okay, I understand that.
Yeah. But, like, vegetables, I love all vegetables. Like, I even love Brussels sprouts. Like, the
Brussels sprouts are fucking fire.
So fire.
They're like mini cabbages,
yeah.
I swear.
The only fucking vegetables I don't like are string beans. But that's probably because growing up I had to eat string beans so much out of the can, and that texture, like, was nasty. So probably if I eat fresh...
You out. Yeah.
If I eat fresh green beans, I might like them, but I've never even tried.
Yeah.
And then those, you know those baby corns?
Don't like them.
Those shits are disgusting. And peas. Like, the, or no, honey, like, or the water chestnut, the, I don't know.
The edamame that they give you at sushi?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're, like, white or, like, opaque, and they almost, like, have the texture of, like, a raw potato.
Are they in the, like, mixed
like
vegetables?
Like, stir fry, usually,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
That shit's disgusting, too.
I don't mind
Other
that,
than
actually.
That, I love all the other vegetables.
Yeah?
All of them. But, yeah, there's only, like, a handful of fruits I like. I was such a weird kid, dude.
Yeah.
But I'm a really big texture person, though.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
same.
I don't like cherry tomatoes, because that bursting in my mouth, I can't do it.
See, I don't like thick consistencies. I think that's probably why maybe I didn't like honey. But I don't like thick stuff, like, or slimy thick stuff, like oysters. I can't eat, because I gag. Like, I went to,
fuck up some oysters.
I was, like, how old was I? I was maybe, like, 12, 13 years old. We went to Vegas family thing.
Yeah.
And we went to a buffet, a really nice one, and I was, like, trying to be bougie because I see my fucking uncle eating oysters, and I was like, okay, like, I want to be rich, too.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Let me eat oysters. And I ended up choking and gagging on it and almost threw up, and I was like, never fucking again. That shit's nasty.
Yeah. I think it's just, like, that bursting. But I can eat grapes. But, like, grapes are a little more firm inside.
Yeah, cherries are more juicier. They have more, like, juice in
No, I think cherries, but cherry tomatoes.
Oh, cherry tomatoes. Yeah.
Tomatoes. When I was younger, I smashed them into the carpet. I got in so much fucking trouble. I hated them. I was like, you're not gonna make me fucking... I was like five.
You're
evil. I was like five, and so I just smashed them all into the carpet. I was like, I'm not
like,
fucking
fuck
eating
this
shit. I was like, I'm not eating it, and none of y'all is eating it too. Yeah, I think...
Good luck.
I think I got into a lot of trouble for that,
That's
but...
That's funny.
I just... I don't know. I'm not a picky eater, though.
No?
I don't think... I like pretty much anything, and I'll try anything at least once.
See, when I was little, I was sort of picky. Well, yeah, I was picky, but, like, I was more so weird about how I ate stuff. Like, I had to have, I had OCD. I still sort of have it. Like, everything.
Oh, I have OCD.
Yeah, it needs to be done in a certain way or that shit freaks me out. Like, I swear, like, I'm gonna die.
So, do you care about your food touching?
Not so much now. It's, like, just how I eat it. Like, the process of me eating. So, like, when I was little, when I would eat chicken nuggets, I had to eat all the skin first and then eat the meat.
Okay.
So, like, shit, like, everything has to be done in a certain pattern.
I was like that with grapes. I would have to eat the skin of the grape first, and then I'd eat the grape. Yeah. Now I don't give a shit. But, I get that. Yeah. But maybe we're just kids, and we just like to fucking deconstruct everything.
No, my shit was literally an irrational fear. Okay.
Okay.
It was, like, legit, like, even watching, like, TV, I don't know if you do this, but the volume needs to be at a certain, like...
No, I don't give a shit, but I have friends that are like that.
Mine has to be, like, the line has to be literally in the middle of the TV, because if not, I freak the fuck out.
Oh, my, see, my TVs aren't like that. My sound is on the side. Like, it's like a little...
Oh.
I don't know, I have Samsung TVs for anybody out there. You know what I'm talking about. The sound is in the side, so you really don't tell. You can't tell.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, my OCD is, like, I do everything in threes.
Yeah, in patterns, like, three patterns.
So, like, I'll pump the soap three times, I'll grab three paper towels.
Okay, I do that, too. I just realized that at work.
Yeah.
When you're grabbing soap, yeah.
I do pretty much everything in threes, so mm-hmm. I'm, like, kind of OCD. Not kind of, I'm really fucking OCD. But this is the thing, though. I don't, you know, people think OCD is, like, obsessive cleaning disorder. No, mm-hmm. It's obsessive compulsive disorder.
You just
disorder.
Need to do something in so many repetitions, otherwise
not
it's
even
just like...
that. I get like it's obsessive, so yeah. I get obsessed over things.
Yeah,
sometimes people, and it's really bad. But I know that it's my OCD.
Yeah,
and it's like I can't leave shit alone, mm-hmm. and so that's why I have to really be careful with like everything that I do, even relationships because. Sometimes I just get fixated on a person, uh-huh. but I might not actually like them.
You're just, it's just your obsessiveness, like...
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, but I also have this, like, stupid thought of, like, this is the best I can do, so let me just hold on to this. Even if they're a fucking trash-ass human being.
Yeah.
Really, it's so fucking weird. But, I mean, I know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at least you're able to identify it. It's not like you're just sort of like,
Yeah. But, it's, like, hard for me to live. I think the thing, I was gonna say, it's hard for me to live with other people, but I realize all of these people move in with me.
Yeah.
So, I have my shit the way it's already established, and when you kind of come in and fuck it up, my OCD goes crazy, and I'm, going crazy. But I feel like maybe if I moved in with someone together, or I moved in with someone, or, like, we moved in together, maybe it would be different. Because, like, that's, like, my fear of, like... being married.
Yeah.
Living with someone all the time. I'm like, dude, I don't know if I can do it. I feel like I'd go crazy.
See, yeah, because living with Alex, like, being married, you know, and everything, like, I had to sort of let down some of my boundaries when it came to that, but also I still, like, let him know, like, there's certain things that I'm not willing, like, to give up, and certain things need to be done a certain way, otherwise I will legit freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where we had to come to an understanding of, like, okay, like, I'm not trying to be controlling, it's just, like, I really need things to be done a certain way. And then some things I was sort of like, okay, like, I can let go, like, it's not that big of a deal where it's gonna bother me as much, like, it'll irritate me a little, but I can, like, breathe it off, or, you know, just let it go.
That makes sense,
So I think it's just about when that time comes, just, you know.
I know, my grandma always told me, she said the key to any good relationship is to have separate bathrooms.
Okay, maybe that's what.
So I'm thinking, like, okay, that's, like, gonna be, like, the thing, we have to have separate bathrooms. Yeah. Which is very true, because, like, in the bathroom, that's when I, like, transform.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's your time.
And I think that, like, and that's probably why I don't like people watching me while I do my makeup. Because, like,
okay,
I think...
Is that why in Vegas it was, like, you were so happy because, you know, how we had the separate mirrors and they're facing, like, our backs towards each other? You were just sort of like, I can, like, get in your zone. Yeah.
Because, I don't know, and I get people, like, to watch me do my makeup, but it's so annoying. Like, don't watch me. I feel like...
Don't stare, like, being right there, like...
Well, I mean, I already have a problem with fucking people staring at me anyways. Oh, so. Yeah. But, I don't know, and it's like... That's where I do, like, the shit, like, my grooming. And so, like, I don't want you to know how disgusting I truly am. You feel me?
You don't want to be exposed.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be exposed. Like, and I feel like in a relationship, you need that mystery always.
You're going to get exposed. Well, personally, I feel like everything comes to light. If you're going to be with someone for long term, like years, at some point, there's still going to be some shit where you can choose to keep private, but for the most part, it's pretty much like, it's pretty transparent. And I feel like you have to be like that just because it is sort of treading, like, you're putting up with someone for the long haul.
Yeah.
If that's what you have in mind, you know? And it's like, being transparent as possible sort of helps diffuse a lot of situations. So even when it comes to just little shit, like, it can make a huge difference. Really? Yeah. It's crazy.
But then I have this... My grandmother put a lot of this shit into my brain, okay? So, like, my grandmother...
And you said she's fucking crazy.
She's a Virgo.
Oh, Virgos are fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
They're not crazy. They're psychotic. Yes. Yeah.
So, like, my grandmother shaves her legs every single day.
You're lying.
Yeah. And, well, my grandmother takes baths. Like, she doesn't take showers. She takes baths.
Do you think it's because of the time, the era, too, that she
grew up? She's not that damn old. No? She's, like, 50-something.
But that's still a 30-year age gap between you two.
And then, like, even with my tia, like, I would always see her, like, she'd get put full face of makeup on just to clean the house.
Which one?
The one that died.
Oh, okay.
But she learned that from my grandmother.
Oh, so they picked up their habits from...
Yeah, and I'm just like...
What?
Yeah, and so my grandmother has this, like, Susie Homemaker-esque... But she's still very independent and, like, her own boss and has her own business. But she's very, like, Susie Homemaker, like, dinner has to be on the table at this time. And, like, she caters to her husband and is, like...
But she's still a boss bitch, which is, like, weird, huh?
But she's like, do you need anything, like... Doesn't let him do anything, gets up and does everything for him.
Uh-huh.
And I get that's like part of the time. And so she tries to embed that into my brain. And I'm just like, listen.
No.
No.
Yeah.
And even like, she believes, and some of it's her personal belief. Yeah. So like, she believes every woman should know how to drive a stick shift. Because men like that. And I was like, you can kiss my fucking ass. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck.
So, you know what's fucking crazy talking about that? It's like, it's been so weird, like... Okay, so my husband, he's from Mexico. He was raised there, like, for part of his childhood, and then he moved to the States. So, like, growing up, that's all he knew was the traditional Mexican upbringing, and it's, like, the woman is supposed to cater to the man. The man goes out and makes the money, and, like, the woman just takes care of the household.
And my grandmother is Mexican, by the way.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. So, like, it's just weird how, like, being with my husband, Alex, and, like... We got together when he was 18 and I was 19.
Ugh.
So, like, seeing...
Ooh, cougar over here.
I know, I'm older. But, like, him having to sort of unlearn some of those...
Traditions.
Yeah, and, like, saying, like, no, okay, like, I'm with Mia, like, we're gonna get married, or Malaysia, you know, like, it's been crazy, like, him, like, because... I told him, like, I'm not fucking traditional. Like, I'm never going to be traditional. That's just not who I am. Like, I'll help you, but you also need to fucking help me. Like, it's not going to just be a set one, you know, like, each role. Like, no, it's going to be both of us.
For sure.
And so for us to, like, mostly him have to, like, unlearn those habits and, like, see, like, okay, I can see that some of that is sort of toxic, you know? Like, it's been fucking crazy. So you talking about that is just funny because it's just, like...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I feel like definitely it depends on your partner.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, and everyone has certain expectations out of a relationship that's, like, a given. But, I don't know. I'm just, like, not gonna fucking cater to you. Mm-mm. Like...
Especially if, I'm on sorry, certain things,
like,
like, you're
exactly, you're a grown-ass man.
And it's, like, how I see it, it's, like... Or woman, if whatever. You were... If I was not here... Who, like, and you were living by yourself, your own
You
place.
Would have to do it yourself any fucking way. So
exactly.
Well.
Like, what's the fucking issue?
Like, and I feel like for me, I'm so independent. Like, I live on my own. Like, I don't.
Depend on.
Yeah. When something's broken around this motherfucker, who fixes it?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Who takes out the trash? Me. Like.
Yeah. You don't need no man to be, or woman, or whoever to be there to be like, oh, I'm going to do it for you. So it's sort of like, if you're here or you're not, like, you need to get accustomed to the fact that you're going to have to do it too. Sometime.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And then, but I
That's
just,
where it's like that equal play. Like, I'll do it, but you also need to do it.
And I have, like, such a dominant personality. Like, you know, I blame it on, you know, my ruler being Mars, which is a masculine you know, energy. Uh-huh. Like, that, I feel like that's what I blame it on, because I'm just like...
See, my ruling planet is Saturn.
Oh, okay. And it
fucking sucks.
Well, I mean, I don't know. But, like, I hate it, because growing up, I didn't, understand, like, why am I so masculine? And I thought... And also, like, my body structure, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm really, like, muscular.
Yeah.
So... And then that played into my sexuality. I'm like, I'm gonna be honest, when I was younger, like, elementary school, I was like, damn, like, am I supposed to, like, be a man? I swear to God.
I went through that, too. Okay, because I have a really, like, I have a really strong bone, like, jaw structure. Yeah. So, and then, like, I didn't realize, I was young, don't fucking make fun of me, but I didn't know everyone had Adam's apple, it's just women's are more hidden.
So, oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, women have Adam's apple, it's just ours is more, it's more in. Okay. It doesn't stick out as much, so it's harder to see, it's harder to feel, you know, like, so, when I was little, I would lay back and lift my chin up and just rub it, and I was like, I'm a fucking man. I'm a man. Like, I know it. And I was just like, what's going on? And then, like, obviously, as I got older, I was like, not the case. But.
Well, no, so, for me, it wasn't like that. It was, like, legit that, you know how kids are getting sex changes so young?
Yeah.
I definitely would have been like, sign me up.
Oh,
because
okay, so.
I literally thought, like, I need to become a man. Like,
even
this
though
is only,
you didn't. Like, you knew you didn't have, like, your vagina owner, so, like, you knew, but it was just more so, like, you thought you needed to have
a
penis,
because
so,
a lot of people always said, like, oh, you're manly, like, you, blah, 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 but I was also ugly when I was little.
Same, I got called a little boy. They're like, you look like a fucking little boy. Well, they didn't say fucking, but they're like, you look like a little boy, and I was like.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
And it took until fucking, probably high school, where I was able to, experiment with makeup
and
shit like
make
that.
You feel more feminine, yeah.
But I thought for sure, like, even though, like, I was, I don't know, I was always confused about my sexuality,
yeah.
But I was in denial up until literally, like, a few years ago, and then I was like, oh, maybe I'm bisexual now. I've come to the realization I think I'm just, like, pansexual, like, I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I was like, because I did kind of, like, girls too, I was like, oh, like, I think I need to be a man.
Because of your body structure.
Yeah, and then just,
other
like, other
people.
And, yeah, other comments. And then I just was very, like, I have a masculine energy. Like, that's just what it is. And I think, which is, I feel, causing problems today.
And your planet is, and being an
Aries,
it's a masculine sign.
Very dominant.
Yeah.
Like, so that plays a role in everything. Now I don't feel like I mean, yes, I would love to have a penis for, like, a week. Just to see. Uh-huh. What it's like. I'd be such a hoe, though.
Sam, dude, I always ask my man, I'm like, how does it feel like?
Yeah, I just really want to know. But, like, I feel like I wouldn't. I'd be like, all right. No, because periods are fucking overrated. I hate
them. They suck.
But I feel like, I mean, I don't feel like I want to be a man anymore. Like, that was just when I was, like, little. Even though I do want to know what it's like to have a penis.
Oh. I do want to put a little thing in there, because, like, I don't want to offend anyone, like, that's trans or anything like that. One thing that I learned from Raquel Savage, if you guys don't follow her on fucking Twitter, Instagram, The Sex Coach. She's fucking amazing. One thing that I like that she says is, like, penis owners and vagina owners, just because, obviously, not everyone who has a vagina identifies as a woman and vice versa.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I just real quick, we're not trying to offend anyone. Like,
yeah,
we're just speaking. So if we are speaking incorrectly, just understand, like, we're just sort of talking right now. So if we say anything incorrect, please correct us.
Yeah, correct us, please.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to offend anyone. But, yeah, I don't know. Now, I feel like, dude,
would you ever get a strap and, like, try having sex with a female that way? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't. But yes, I want to. But I also want to do it to a guy, too.
Oh, you
want to
peg someone. Okay.
Yes, but it can't be a guy that I'm dating. Because, listen, please don't judge me. But I feel like I wouldn't look at them the same way. If it was, like, a man that I was dating.
Do you think it's... Okay, so I feel like it's deep-rooted in low-key misogyny, just men giving I can't be pegged, or, you know, but
well,
it's
because,
like...
And we're talking about this at lunch earlier, like, when I'm in a relationship with a man, I'm a girl, the woman, and I definitely like to be submissive, and
you don't want to feel dominant in the bedroom as well. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Whereas, like, if I'm in a relationship with a girl, I'm definitely the dominant one. I'm definitely the man of the relationship.
Yeah, so you feel more comfortable having that dominant role in the bedroom as well.
Yeah, but I definitely want to peg a guy just for the fuck of it.
Dude, that'd be low-key fun. I'd be down to do it.
I feel like I know someone who would let me, but whatever.
That's another topic.
I definitely would want... I would try it. I mean, I'll try anything. I'm fucking...
Open.
Open. Whatever. I like to try anything. But, dude, I swear to God, my brain and mind. I was talking about something and I fucking forgot.
We just keep rolling into other shit. It's fine, though.
But, fuck. What was I going to say? I don't even remember. But, yeah. So, I have that, like, split. I low-key have borderline personality disorder.
Yeah. Oh, that could probably play the whole... See, you know what's weird is, like, I like being dominant in the bedroom and in the relationship, but in some aspects, I also liked being, like, put in my place and being submissive.
See, in my everyday life, I'm so dominant, and I've always been in a relationship. I like it to be pretty 40-60, whereas the man is 60, so a little more dominant.
Okay.
But, like, I don't want to be, like, so submissive to the point where I'm, like, someone's bitch. You know what I mean?
Same.
But I think it should be kind of equal, but a man more dominant. While in the bedroom with a man, like, degrade me. Like, I don't give a shit. Like, just, I want to be the submissive one.
Yeah.
Dog me out.
See, I love being, like... Me and Alex, we sort of take turns, you know, it's sort of, we just go with what's, you know.
The vibe is right now? Yeah.
But, like, lately he has been the dominant one, but I do like also being the dominant one and telling him what the fuck to do. And I'm just like, I am a control freak, and I think that's where I take pleasure in, like, and, you know, being in a relationship, I can't always be in control, and I have to let my guard down. So when I'm in the bedroom and it's, like, that fun time, it's sort of, like, let me have my fun. Like, I want to be... in control, and, like, but then I also want to be told what you want me to do, you know, like,
yeah,
I like that balance.
Communication.
It fucking helps. It
communication.
Works.
Yeah. That's why, and I was telling
you. It's that bitch.
So I have a friend who is a virgin, and.
Oh, really?
Two of them.
Is it, I think you told me.
Yeah, I have two of them that are virgins.
And you would not expect it.
No, but the thing is, and it's like, okay, side note. I feel like a lot of people, if you look at my friend group, you would definitely think I'm, like, the slut of the group.
Yeah.
Like, you're, just based on, like, how I dress or how I carry myself. But I'm not. I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
You're more out there, too. They're a little bit more reserved. You're not as reserved.
But there's some of my friends who, like, don't know their body count because it's that deep.
Oh, wow.
A lot of friends, actually. Yeah. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. And then I have, like, my other friends who are virgins. And I feel like I'm really in the middle, but I come off as, like, the slutty type. You feel me? When it's not that way at all. Mm-hmm. So, I was, like, she's, you know, trying to tell me, like, you know, what it's like and blah, blah, blah. And I was just, like, the main... And she just, like, wants to know... Like, one of them was, like, well, how do you suck dick? And I told her, I was, like, listen, it's kind of just a natural born talent.
Uh-huh.
But... Like, literally look up videos on...
And you have to know, like, penis shapes are fucking weird.
And that's what I was talking about. I was like, it really is based on the partner.
And what they like.
And that's where communication comes into play. Like, you literally, like, don't be afraid to be like, oh, do this, or oh, ease up on this, or oh, can you try this? Like,
dude, that makes a difference. Speaking up and saying, like, don't do that, it hurts. Or, like, saying, like, I like that, keep doing that. Like,
Yeah,
and it's weird because, like, I noticed some penis owners have this idea, like, even I'm pretty sure, I don't really know because I'm not really known, like, in the, like, the whole, like, strap-on community.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I noticed there's this big thing about, like, big dicks equals good sex, or, like, giving deep throat equals good sex.
No,
you know, like, good head or whatever, and it's like,
let me tell you right now.
You can suck the tip and still make someone come.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you, okay? I'm not trying to toot my own horn or nothing, but listen. First of all, yes, you need to figure out what your partner's into, because there's some guys that are all about tip play, and there's some guys that are all about deep throat.
Yeah. Even ball play, they like. Yeah.
But listen, size does matter. But you can be too big.
Oh, you could hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm from one person, I am permanently fucked up. They fucked up my whole entire sex
life. Isn't that why
life.
You said you... is that one of the reasons why you can't wear tampons? Or?
No, oh, okay. I just... Not, no. He okay. was so large that I just feel like I've never been the same since.
Oh, wow.
And
like,
I also...
Did it hurt, really?
Yes. Like, the whole, like, oh, I can fill in my cervix shit. That shit's overrated. And
dude,
that shit is so stupid.
Fucking thank you. I was so irritated about the... You bitches. I'm sorry. But sitting up there and saying, oh, my man's in my guts. He's rearranging my fucking guts. And he's in my... Bitch, no, he doesn't know how to fuck you right. He's in your cervix and he's trying to make you cramp. And you need to tell him that that shit hurts. Because he doesn't know what he's doing with this fucking dick.
Like...
And I'm sorry that you have a horrible sex life.
Listen, and then he made it like, oh my god, I really hope no family members are listening to this shit. But he made me like hate sucking dick. And I used to love it. Like,
yeah.
For me, it was like, please,
enjoyable.
Please, I was
yeah.
like, please let me do it. Like, enjoyable. Like, I love to do it because I know how
You're,
good I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
But because of him, I kind of fucking hate sucking dick now.
Yeah.
And it's become a chore.
And you know
what? And he fucked up. He just fucked up my whole life. Period.
You know what's crazy is, like, thinking about it, it's like so many people, like, I notice, especially fucking men. Yes, men. Not penis owners, just men in general, is like, they feel very, like, they need to push shit. Like, oh, when you're giving up head, you can't do it on your own terms. They need to force your head down.
Yes.
Like, and it's like, no, nigga, let me suck your
no,
dick on my terms.
No, not all men are like that.
Okay.
Not all men are like that, but a lot of men are.
Okay. A lot of men are.
But not all men.
Yeah.
Because there are some who, I think they know that I know what I'm doing, and so they let me
take control.
Yeah.
And they don't need to be so fucking, like,
and also, my whole thing, I don't know, this just came to my head. My biggest thing is, if you tell me you can't do something, I will make sure that you can do it.
Yeah.
So, two examples. One guy was like, oh, I can't come from head.
Uh-huh.
A lot of guys say that.
Yeah.
A lot of guys say that. And I was like, oh, bet?
Changed it.
Check. And then another guy recently said that he can't finish on his back. Like, laying on his back.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't know, but change that too. So... Next.
What's next?
So, I hate that because, especially now, like, I got my own health issues with my fucking esophagus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like deep throwing.
No.
And,
see,
I mean,
and
I've never liked it.
No, I have a really bad gag reflex, so it was never enjoyable to me because, like, I can take quite a bit of dick. It's just, like, once it reaches a certain point, I'm just sort of, like, where I feel sick to my stomach, and I'm like, I don't, and I know people are into that, like, don't get me wrong, but that's just, like, I fucking hate throwing up, so I'm not gonna want to throw up while sucking your dick, like, that's just gonna ruin
the whole.
I've never
done that, but I feel like I'd be down for that, because I like gross shit, but I've never done that.
I mean, some, it's
but
a fetish.
But I mean, I don't have, like, no gag reflex, but I do, you know why? It's because in high school, I used to make myself throw up all the time.
Oh, okay.
And so, from... I really have to, like, shove something
down
my
throat to make you
to
throw
make
up.
Me throw up,
yeah.
So, in a way, I guess,
that sort of helps.
Thanks to high school fucking bulimia, like, that,
shout out to you, girl.
For real, I guess you helped my sex life, but...
Yeah, no, I hated throwing up. Like, I still, like, will try and hold that shit down. Even though my stomach is so upset and I'm just, like, get it out, like, I hate it.
See, like, I don't know if I'm an alcoholic or not, but I will make myself throw up so I can drink more.
Okay, I went through that, too. Well, I had a really bad drinking, like, I was, like, a full-blown alcoholic, obviously. Like, I have addictive tendencies, too,
but... Oh, I have full-blown
addictive. So, like, my thing was when I was really big into drinking and, like, blacking out all the time, like...
Yeah. I can't black out.
I think because I was so drunk, I didn't mind it. Because I was like, oh, I'm just throwing up to feel better.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother me. But if I'm sober, I will not throw up.
Yeah. I really don't black out, man.
No. Girl, I've...
It's like Swiss cheese where I, like, won't remember certain things. But I've never, like, fully blacked out.
I got alcohol poisoning on my 17th birthday.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was from ages, like, 14 up until, like, 19. I had a pretty bad drinking problem.
Yeah, no, it's fucking high school, dude. fucking high. My first party was a college party. In
same. I used to go to. Yeah, I used to go to college parties with my sister. I wouldn't around her, and so much later on, I knew to control myself because I didn't want to scare her.
Yeah.
But then once I became so comfortable and I was much older, like I would, like it got to the point where like I would get so blacked out and throwing up, and she said that I trained myself how to throw up quietly so I wouldn't get caught.
Holy shit.
Like, I could be, like, projectile vomiting just quiet. The, like, all you hear is, like, whoo. Like, that's it.
Shit.
Like, I had a really bad problem. Like, really bad.
That's not cool.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm happy now. I mean, I got over it.
Yeah.
I feel better.
Touch back on that one thing. Yeah, size does matter.
Oh,
size
yeah.
Size does matter. But in, not in the way that people think, for sure. Yeah.
Well, you don't want micro penises, obviously, like...
Yeah, I've dealt with that before, too, and listen, I have never... I was always, like, drunk.
Yeah.
And so I finally, wow, my laptop is ringing, sorry, guys. I've never, like... And the first time that I got with that person sober was the last time. Did you realize,
like, what the fuck?
It was the last time.
Yeah.
Because I was like...
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
Yes. Because it was... Oh, my God, dude. It was just, like, I didn't feel anything. It was just felt like somebody was just humping me.
Oh, my God.
That was it. I just felt, like, the
getting pushed. No type of, like...
Nothing.
That's...
Nothing.
Yeah, that's scary.
And... No shade, but, like,
there needs to be a little bit of something there.
Just, like, no, just, like, women learn your vaginas, men learn your penises.
Yeah.
And if you lack it in that department, then learn how to do other
There's
shit.
Other things to make your partner.
To pleasure. Yeah. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and no, yeah, because I could have guessed what I said could have came off as, like, throwing shade towards tiny penises. But if you learn, like, you say, hey, okay, I wasn't really... given the best shit to work with in this department, let me figure out what the fuck I can do to please my partner. Like, and as long as you can please your partner and your partner can please you, like, that's all that matters.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was an experience. I don't know. I just, and it's, no shade. You can make anything work.
Yeah, you fucking can. You just gotta do it. And you gotta, like you said, communicate to your partner and say, what is it that you want?
Yeah.
What put, like, what turns you on? What makes you reach climax, what doesn't turn you on, you know, like, you just gotta communicate and find that understanding of, like, what fucking works, and stop with the whole gut rearranging, because you bitches are
that
fucking liars.
So fucking, it's just not,
it's a scam,
it's not fun,
that
it's
shit
not
hurts.
Fun, yeah, it's not fun, and
it fucking
especially
hurts.
With this guy, like, it would just be, like, for fucking hours, dude, out, literally, I think one time we had sex for, like, 5 hours straight.
No, that's... At that point, I feel like...
No, my vagina was fully swollen, and, like, I was trying to do other shit, so that way, like, it was just...
And you know what probably got him to that level is thinking, oh, I have a big dick, it's pleasure. Like, people associate big dick with just being pleasurable.
And it's
like,
not.
No. Like, that does not equal pleasure.
I mean, never mind. I was gonna shade some girl, like, women, but, like...
Who?
I'm just gonna be like, I don't know what kind of trash pussy you got, but me over here, I'm not doing that.
No.
Like, that shit's just not fun. Like,
no.
What the fuck?
You're trying to come. You're not trying to fucking be in pain.
Dude, yeah, and I realized, like, he never...
Made you come?
No, like, never.
You know what's crazy? My husband, Alex, I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of hearing my husband, but Alex, which is my husband, I'm just going to refer to him as that from now on. Alex, he's the only person that I've been with that has made me come.
From
penetration and just, like...
Anything else?
Yeah. He's the only person that has ever made me come in multiple ways.
I think... Let me think. So...
And I lost my virginity when I was 16, by the way, so that tells you how long it was until I was finally able to...
I lost my virginity at 14 or 15.
Okay, that's not bad.
But I didn't have sex for, like, 2 years after because he didn't know what he was doing.
Uh-huh.
And so I was just like, I don't see the hype.
Yeah.
I didn't get it until I had sex with somebody else, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the whole coming thing, so... I mean, I feel like I've had, like... I don't know. I've only can think of one person, like, right now. And, yeah, I think for sure, like, one person. Uh-huh. But have you, oh my god, we're really going there today. Have you ever squirted?
Yeah. Okay. And that's where I learned it from, was from Alex.
So, only one person has ever made me do that. But it wasn't from penetration.
Oh, was it? No. What was it from?
From fingering, which is so, like, childish to say, like, uh-huh. fingering. But from that.
Okay.
And he's the youngest one that I've been with.
Who is?
Oh, girl.
I'm sorry, I'm like... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what's so weird? Don't you feel embarrassed the first time you learn... Sorry, I'll text him. The first time you learn, like, that you're able to squirt, you're sort of like, what the fuck? Like, but is something wrong?
It's crazy because, like, well, I knew it was a thing, but it really does feel like you just, like, peed on yourself. Which, apparently, it is.
No, I was actually reading this thing that's funny. Sorry, I have to text real quick.
This wine. Oh, I can't get over it.
So I was reading this thing today, and the gland that helps with squirting, like that holds the fluid.
Yeah.
It's right under your urethra, so that's why it feels like you're peeing, because it's literally like your urethra is right here and the gland is right there. So like that's why they say before you have sex, always empty your bladder, because when you start to get sexually aroused, that's the fluid that can help you lubricate, like self-lubricate, and then that's the fluid that gets released. And it has urine-like components, so when they look at it, it's similar to urine, but it's not urine.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he's the only one, and I miss it, low-key. But, I mean, I'm sure I can achieve it again if I just talk to... Well, I don't have a partner, but if I had one, if I just talked to them, they'd be like, hey, you want to try this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But...
And there's so many different types of way of coming. Like, there's squirting, but then there's also, like, other...
Like, regular coming.
Yeah.
But the... Yeah. Squirting, it's kind of hard to achieve. It's
draining, too.
Very draining. But it's, like, the most... It's, like, the craziest...
It feels so good.
The craziest thing ever. And I just... It's so gross, because he's just, like... I just remember him saying, it's like, it felt like I just washed my hands. And I was like, cool.
That's a cool-ass response. I respect that.
It was a close response, because at that time, we had to sneak around. Mm-hmm. And so, one of the times was in a car, and the seat...
Got all messed up.
It was wet.
Oh, my God.
Like, somebody spilled water, and I was like, fuck. And then the other time was, like, in my bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I gotta wash my sheets now. But... Yeah, dude. I want to jump into this fucking retrograde.
Okay. Okay. So, there has been a lot that has been happening, especially for Erica lately.
Bitch.
And, yeah, let's talk about how it's sort of been affecting you.
Because I feel like it's just been some crazy shit.
It's been
shit.
Crazy for you. For me, it's been a little... but for you, it's been fucking back-to-back.
So... The retrograde started July 7th,
yeah.
Sunday, which is the exact day that my fucking life
just went started. Haywire. Yeah.
So, quick backstory, like, at that time I had just started a new job, mm-hmm. and I had just gotten into a new
It was relationship, a relationship, yeah.
Whatever. And everything, well, no, not at that time, it wasn't, like, a new, well, we had been seeing each other for about a month.
Prior to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I had started my job, like... About a month prior to that, too.
Okay.
Around the same... Because everything kind of happened at the same
time.
Like, this transitional phase, mm-hmm. for me, it all happened at the same time. Got a new job at the same time, whatever. So, it started July 7th, Sunday. Mm-hmm. That is the fucking day that every fucking thing started to go wire. Like, ham.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really on my astrology shit. And so, I didn't really know that the retrograde was... like, happening, and so then I finally looked, and I was like, fuck, it makes sense, like, all this shit started happening on that fucking day. Mm-hmm. Well, with my job, it's just, like, fucking been hard, because, I don't know, like, I get paid through insurance, mm-hmm. and to mention again, I'm a mentor and behavioral health coach. So it took 7 weeks for me to get my first check.
Yeah.
And my first check was only $1,000.
Yeah.
Which I was pissed.
You were not expecting.
Not expecting. Yeah. Just because the way the insurance bullshit, I don't know, it's fucking weird.
Everything sort of at a delay.
Yeah. And so I was fucking angry. Yeah. And I was just fuck this
which
job.
Which you have every right to be angry.
Yeah. And I was fuck this job. I'm used to just, clocking in, clocking out. With this job, you're always working.
Yeah.
So, and then with this relationship, I don't know what happened, but he kind of just shut down and was I'm scared.
Backed off.
Yeah. Stopped, wouldn't answer my calls, stopped replying to my text messages, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the retrograde ended yesterday, yeah. So I smudged my house and all that, mm-hmm. did my little new moon ritual, shit like that. Because it was a new moon, a black moon.
Oh, yeah.
Mercury's retrograde ended.
Damn.
Yeah. And the new moon was at 11:11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that before we recorded our first episode. You were breaking down, the whole numerology and what it meant. Yeah.
So, I was oh, this is, very, very cosmic. Just shit is going. So, yeah. For the past few days, while at the end, towards the end of the retrograde,
mm-hmm.
Well, this is now the third day in a row. We didn't know this yesterday because that's why I'm kind of, maybe it was a sign that we re-recorded this podcast.
Yeah.
So this guy that I was talking to, I have ran into him now 3 times.
In a row.
Yeah, back once to back. Every day in a row.
Yeah.
So not run into him like we've driven past each other. He has a very distinctive vehicles world. Yeah. And
definitely.
So when I ran into him on Tuesday night, he didn't see me then because I seen him from a distance and it was dark.
Yeah.
Yesterday after the podcast, I was going to Whole Foods. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's a health food store. And mm-hmm. I went to and I was driving, and this motherfucker was driving right. Well, I was looking in my rearview mirror, and I was like, I know that's not him.
Yeah.
And he went from behind, there was a car between us. He went from behind that car that was between us to directly behind me, and I was like, fuck. Because I knew it was him.
Yeah.
For sure, because of his car or whatever. Yeah. And then passed me, and I was like, I don't know if he saw me, mm-hmm. maybe. I for sure saw him.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure, if he saw me. Well, today, on our way to record today, I saw this motherfucker. And this motherfucker was in his other vehicle that is even more distinctive.
Very distinctive.
I'm just not trying to expose what he does.
Yeah.
And I know for facts he saw me today.
Yeah.
He had to have.
I feel like he's seen you yesterday for sure.
And listen, I don't know what the fuck the motherfucking universe is trying to tell me, bitch.
And it happened in the repetitions of 3, which is my number.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't really believe in coincidences.
Yeah.
This shit is weird. And because as I was getting dressed today, I was like, if I run into him, third time's a charm, if I run into him again.
Yeah.
And motherfucking, I run into him. And I'm just like, are you serious? This time, I was just like, this time, it was inevitable. This time, it was you for sure seen me.
Yeah.
Because in that vehicle, your windows aren't tinted like that.
Yeah.
And I was driving low-key crazy.
And this bitch's driving is very, you could tell it's Erica driving. She's a crazy driver. She's safe, yes, but she's a crazy driver. So you know this bitch is driving when you see her swerving in and out of traffic. You're mm-hmm. Okay, that's her.
And he for sure knows my car. He's driven my car multiple times.
So he knows. He knows.
And drove directly next to me.
Oh, my God.
And it came to a red light, and he turned right, and I was still at the red light.
Do you think he turned right as a way of not having to wait there, or do you think he,
No, because it looked like he was
working.
Yeah, he was working.
Oh, okay.
And it looked like he was going that direct, had already planned to go in that direction.
Oh, okay.
But it was just I was just dear fucking God.
Are you serious?
So, we've been kind of brainstorming as to why he just up and abruptly stopped.
Got scared
and stopped talking to me.
Especially when he was the one who was like, moving the relationship at the speed that it was going.
Yeah. First week, I met his kid and his parents. Mm-hmm. So, if that says anything.
Yeah.
And so, we're brainstorming. We're, you know, we was coming up with some ideas.
Girl, we had a whole fucking list jotted down, like, for real. This is what's going on.
And, well, I got a card reading last night. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it kind of
explained
a lot.
Yeah.
And it told me what it wasn't. So it wasn't another, there's no other person involved.
Yeah, like we thought.
No outside influence. Yeah. And we was suspecting maybe a girl or maybe other people, you know, whispering shit in his ear.
Yeah. Well, but multiple girls.
No, because some of them are, well, girls, but guys too. This one being one of them.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I forgot.
So.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So. But. So pretty much the card reading was kind of saying that, like, I guess I wasn't really putting, I wasn't matching 50-50.
Which is what his fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, I feel like he should have just came and talked to me about it.
Yeah, and brought it to your attention and say, hey, I feel like we're not on that same page of, like, you matching what
I'm bringing to the table.
Yeah, and listen, it needs to be the same.
It's not going to be the same because, like, I don't have a kid. So I'm not going to be like, here, look, this
and
is my kid.
And your parent's situation is more unique. So it's not like you could be like, oh, come meet, you know, my dad or my mom.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's different. So it is harder, which he should have been understanding about.
But I didn't really ever explain any of that either.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
He knows my dad's in prison, but he doesn't. And my mom told me this.
Yeah.
Told me this before any problems happened.
Yeah.
But I was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she was like, you need to tell him, like, it's not that I don't want to bring him around her. It's that I'm embarrassed of her, which I'm not embarrassed of her, but his parents are married and mm-hmm. still together and whatever.
You grew up in a less traditional household.
Yeah.
And it's harder for you to feel comfortable about.
And it's not like I thought, like, oh, judge me, judgmental or anything like that. But it's just, I don't know. Plus, I was really trying to do things different this time.
You want to do it the right way, right?
Yeah. And so, a lot of the times, like, off the bat, like, my mom met everyone.
Yeah.
And
you, like, wanted to save it for, like, that special time. Yeah.
Because it's, like, typically, like, meeting the parents is very, and it's so crazy, this just came to my head, like, we had this discussion before, where he was talking about how he wanted to meet my mom. He's like, everyone always talks about your mom. I want to meet her. She sounds fun. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, didn't, you know?
Yeah.
And then there were some other problems that I don't want to say on here that came up in the reading that I suspected, but I didn't really know, like, the
depth of it.
The depths of it, how serious it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm just kind of, like, at this step now where it's, like,
what to do, in a way?
Yeah, because it's, like, the universe is obviously trying to tell me something, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if you guys have, well, not necessarily ran into each other in person, but you guys are driving past each other, you know?
3 days in a row.
It's sort of like, okay, obviously you need to take something from it, but it's like,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure
what to do about that.
I'm really on the fence, but, I mean, I did so much of my house, which is dope, even though it smells like a hella sage in here.
It smells so good. I love the smell of sage, personally.
I mean, I really, it's just a little funky a little bit.
You're like, I don't really fuck with it,
It's a little funky, and because, like, you know, I have ups and downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
So, that shit is just lingering, sticking.
Everywhere.
Because, yeah, it's just, and I opened the windows and all that shit, but it just was sticking. Jeez. And then I got sick out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
Girl, literally out of left field. Do you think, you know how you mentioned you went to the Suicide Boys, like, concert?
But I feel like I should have woke up the next day or the day after sick.
Oh, so was it?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you woke up the next day after, like,
no,
feeling like that.
No, that's what, or else I would have been like, oh, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what it was from. But no, I just, like, woke up.
Damn.
Just like this.
Girl, we need to do a whole cleansing for you.
Honestly.
You already cleaned your house, so.
Well, I cleansed. I smudged myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I smudged myself with the sage. Good. But I've been hella, like, packing myself with. I try to pack myself with as much healthy shit. So I've been hella taking vitamin C, and elderberry, and then I got this immune booster bullshit. So I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Teas and shit like that. Yeah. My throat doesn't hurt anymore like it was.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds like my voice is. But my throat doesn't hurt anymore, thank God.
That's good.
But I just feel a little like. I just not congested in my chest, but in my head.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, almost like a, it's more, like, not even a cold, it's more like sinus.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Also, the weather, too.
Yeah, it's been fucking raining and shit. It's the so fucking humidity.
Bipolar with the monsoon.
It's not even monsoon season yet.
Oh, it isn't? Wait, when does
monsoon season doesn't start till like, August, September.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in August now.
Barely. But, like, not monsoon is, like, when it's dusty and the fucking haboobs and shit. Yeah,
true.
That's monsoon season. It's just fucking raining just to be a dick.
True. But that's Arizona for you, I mean.
Asshole. Just fucking asshole.
Yeah. We don't live in the...
Bipolar ass motherfucker.
Like us. We can relate. That's why we don't like the weather. Because we're like, bitch, why are you doing that to us? I'm already like that. Naturally.
For real, dude. And it was funny because... The other day, my grandma asked me to move back to Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, uh-uh.
You're like, I ain't doing that.
No. I was so fucking depressed when I lived out there. Like, if it's not raining, it's drizzling.
Yeah.
And it's just so...
That constant moisture.
It's fucking depressing, dude. Because I feel like when it's foggy, my head is foggy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely a person that is really, like... The weather really affects me.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that's why I really fuck with, like, Arizona. Because it's normally... The pretty weather consistent. Is pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Like, Halloween to my birthday, which is, like, April, the beginning of April, that's my favorite time in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, period. All the holidays and shit, the weather's good. But the weather's nice. Like, my fits are so much better in the winter than, you know, now.
Yeah.
It's just, it's better. Like, I more really enjoyable. I don't understand those people that are like, oh, summer this, summer that. I'm like...
Summer probably where you live, maybe, because yeah. It's nice, but not in no 100 fucking 16 degree weather.
And
listen,
I have a really big ass, and I just don't appreciate the fact that the bottom of my fucking ass cheek sticks to the back of my thigh. I just don't. Like, I don't fuck you're with not, that.
Yeah.
My tits are sweaty, like, I just...
I fucking hate boob sweat.
It's fucking disgusting.
Dude, I was pregnant during the summer. Like, I literally got pregnant in the summer, so, like, as my stomach was getting bigger and, like, I was gaining more weight, like... That shit sucked. And I was just like, I can't do this. Like,
see, that's the thing. I'm over here like, first of all, I'm trying to think like, damn, what do I want my kid to be?
What sign?
Because, listen, I can't have a kid that's a Virgo. I can't have a kid that's a Cancer.
Dude, I was so scared. So my due date was close to when it goes from Aquarius to Pisces, that transition.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I fucking give birth to a Pisces, like, I'm off myself. Like, I cannot, like... Nothing against Pisces, but personally, you're just not my favorite. So I was just like, I cannot. Like, they're too emotional and just too, like...
Water signs.
Too. Yeah. And, like, Aquarius, I know I can manage because my mom was an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care for her, but I love her. Don't care for her.
Yeah.
But, like, with my son, I was like, okay, like, I think I can handle him. Like,
yeah.
You know?
I'm thinking maybe, like, a Libra.
You would... Yeah, a Libra would be good. You and my sister mesh so good. And my other sister is Libra. She's October 4th, which is funny, because you're...
April 3rd.
Yeah.
I think maybe I could fuck with, like, a Libra kid.
They would match your energy.
Yeah. Like, literally, I mean, like, Libra, you Sagittarius. Like
the fiery signs.
Sagittarius, like, Leo, fire sign. Maybe Scorpio? They're water signs. But for me, like, in a relationship, I can only really be with, like, Sagittarius or Scorpios.
Really?
Yeah, so Scorpios are water signs, yeah, but they have that same Mercury as a ruler.
Oh, okay.
Like, Aries.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then, like, Sagittarius are fire signs.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe, like, I don't know. I'm over here planning, like, I'm gonna have kids, and I'm...
You need to chart that shit, because you need to make sure that they land on the right zodiac sign, because you cannot...
But I'm like, damn, I don't even know if I want to have kids, I'm gonna be honest.
Well, it's if just... you choose not to, but Just in case, just remember you need to plan that shit out, because...
Yeah, because I'm not...
That could be a life or death situation.
No, because I might have to... I'd be throwing elbows all the time with my kid just because they're a fucking asshole and I don't, like...
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me.
Right?
Like, honestly, I feel like that's really how to... I don't know.
It's so fucking funny.
I'm sorry, guys. Continuously coughing. I hope okay. Next week I'll be better.
Yeah, for sure. You could already tell that you're getting better from yesterday.
Yeah.
You don't sound as, like, congested, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I don't... I feel... Physically, I feel worse today than yesterday. Like, energy-wise. Mm-hmm. But, like, sickness-wise, I feel better.
Better, yeah.
So, but I also haven't been sleeping.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know why, but I just cannot fucking sleep.
Do you have insomnia?
Probably. But I don't know. I don't really think it has to do with anything with me. I think it has to do with, like, what's going on around me. Why I'm not sleeping, because I'm always that person in general, like, it takes me forever to go to sleep. Like, I have to literally concentrate on going to sleep.
Wow.
Whereas some people, they hit the pillow, they out.
Yeah. No, no. I have to do that, too. I have to make sure... Like, my mind sort of has to race, and it has to get so tired of just constantly, like, racing that it just goes to sleep. I never remember falling asleep.
I can't do that. Does anyone remember falling asleep?
Some people do.
Really?
Maybe. They'll say, like, oh, yeah, I went to, like, this is how I fell asleep. Like, I can't, like, I just have to, my brain has to literally just get tired of thinking.
When I take naps, maybe I feel like I would remember, but... I can't do that, because I'll just be so fixated and think forever. So, for me, like, I have to... That's why I sleep with a fan on, so that way I can focus on the fan. And that's how I fall asleep.
Mm.
But for the past two nights, especially, it's really haven't been sleeping in, like, a month. Since this fucking retrograde started.
Damn. It has you all fucked up, then.
Yeah. This one was, like, really tough.
Yeah.
On me. But really, for the past 2 days, I have not slept at all.
Damn.
I cannot fucking sleep. Like, it's really pissing me off because I'm so exhausted, but I can't fucking sleep.
Damn.
And so I wake up and I'm just like, ugh, like, you know? Living off of energy drinks and shit, it's stupid, but...
And you fucking drink Bangs, which... Bangs are literally liquid fucking cocaine and crack in a can.
That shit does nothing for me.
I legit drink one for work, and this was, like, last year sometime, like, during our busy season, during the holidays... I got so fucking nauseous because I was so shaky and, like, jittery that, like, I almost threw up at work, so I had to go home.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah, and I drank a half a can.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like I could pound, like, two back-to-back and I wouldn't even feel anything.
Well, you were drinking it with wine in the last episode, so...
True. True. I feel like damn.
You straight up are like, let's see how this goes. Like,
right? Fuck it. It really didn't do anything. Just changed the flavor. You know? A upper with a downer. You know, balance.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'm gonna come off as, like, a fucking alcoholic, a druggie on this episode. Or in this podcast. But it's I've never done any drugs. Woo!
Sorry to yawn. I feel like we should talk about that, like, addiction and, like, even though we do have, you have addictive personalities, or we have addictive personalities, like, definitely I had a problem with drinking and then also with using other substances, like pills and whatnot, so.
The thing is, it's so crazy, but do you want to save that, or do you want to talk about
it? I can talk, I'm fine talking about it, yeah.
So... I have a very addictive personality, and addiction is a trait that's passed on.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have addiction on both sides of my family. That's one.
Okay.
Two, I have OCD.
Uh-huh.
For me, I've smoked weed, whatever, and got into pills a little bit in high school, but, like, not much, really.
Yeah.
Because that shit just makes me go to sleep. Like, yeah. I don't understand how people are like, ooh, let's party. Like,
yeah.
Nah, that shit just makes you go to sleep. And I'm like, all right, bye.
You make me feel like a crackhead now.
No, I mean, I don't. But the reason why I never got into drugs that much is obviously, like, my mom did drugs.
Uh-huh.
So that was, like, kind of off-putting. But then the older I got, like, you know, around it in high school or whatever. But for me, I attract drug dealers. So I've dated a lot of drug dealers, like, of all
different brackets. Types, yeah.
Like, low level, high level, some really sold weed, some sold pills and coke, and some sold everything, including women, you know what I mean? But I was always like, let me just not even, like, I've never even tried coke, even though I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it for, like, years, trying it, but I've never done it because I know that I can get it for free.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to...
It's so easy, accessible, like, it puts you off, you're sort of like, eh.
No, it doesn't put me off, but I know that I would have a fucking really bad problem.
Oh, because it's so readily available. Oh, okay, I see
because
what
you mean.
It's
so easily accessible to me. And, I mean, so I'm like, oh, if I haven't tried it now, I'll never try it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's hard because I'm around people who do it.
Mm-hmm.
I keep dating guys who freaking sell it or do it.
Yeah.
So, it's hard. But, I mean, that's kind of why. Plus, like, I even can't even handle weed sometimes. Like,
yeah. It can be so much.
Yeah.
With,
like,
the anxiety and...
Yeah, I'm already paranoid normally. Sometimes weed be making me, like, fucking... I'm looking in the window with a knife in my hand, like, who's coming? Who's coming? Not really, but, you know.
And, you get where she's coming from.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I drink.
Yeah.
I can drink. Mm-hmm. That I can do. But then, you know, they blame it on, like, oh, being Mexican or whatever. Because, like, I don't drink beer. Like, I fucking hate beer. Beer's nasty. Give me some tequila. We're good.
Yeah.
Like, that's really the only thing I can really drink, like, tequila and wine. Besides this nasty-ass wine. But, like, good wine.
Not this one, for sure, because this is a little funky.
But I think it really just does come down to, like, having drug addicts in my family, one, and the fact that I keep fucking dating drug dealers.
And you know what's weird is, like, with my family, we have addicts. Like, my mom had a big, like, ecstasy problem, and she's dated people who had addictions to more so, like, Percocets and more downers.
Yeah.
And, like, cocaine and all that. So, like, grew up around it, which you would think would put me off on it.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I think I did it more as a fact of, like, rebelling. And it was both me and my sister. I definitely got more heavier into, like, doing ecstasy, and, like, I did it for a longer periods of times and larger amounts.
Yeah.
And then, like, with Xanax and doing, like, oxycodone and Percocets and, like, just shit like that. Like,
yeah.
I got really, like, Xanax and ecstasy were my biggest, like, that was, like, the two happiest times of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just going, like, I was raving a lot, but, like, even I would go to parties and just be on ecstasy, like, and taking MDMA and Molly. Especially when I discovered pure MDMA, I was like, oh, shit, like, what is this? Like, a whole new bracket, like, opened up to me, and I was just like, ah.
See, I can't do any hallucinogenics. Like I said, I'm already fucking paranoid.
Oh, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to say it like this, but I enjoy doing hallucinogenics, more so shrooms, just because it really does break down your ego, and it made me analyze a lot about myself. I didn't do it more so for the sense of just, like, partying and stuff, like how I did other drugs.
Yeah.
It was literally for me to, like, and I did it with Alex, too, so it was, like, that bonding, you know, but we were able to just sit there and talk, and, like, we opened up. It was more so that aspect that
Dude,
I like about
it. Dude, let me tell you, I had edibles, right? I did this stupid shit, okay?
Yeah.
No, not the ones that I have.
Oh.
Some other ones.
Okay.
So it was like a cookie. I ate the cookie. I wasn't feeling it. After an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, almost 2 hours, I was like, I'm not feeling this shit. My dumb ass did the rookie shit.
Ate
took
more?
Another one.
Oh, you ate two whole cookies?
Yes. I don't know how many milligrams usually were. I don't remember.
Normally, they're quite a bit, like, in the hundreds.
They were given to me, so I was like, okay, whatever.
Let's have some fun.
I was home by myself, dude, and I just got so fucking high. I was high for, like, 2 days. Tripping, too.
I bet.
But it came to the point where I was eating, still wasn't coming down. I took a shower, still didn't come down. Slept, still didn't come down. And I started freaking out. And I was like, dude, like, I just have to kill myself because I feel like I'm going to be stuck like this forever. And at the time, I was still working in the pharmacy. And I was like, I don't want to be like my patients. Like, I'm over here going to be fucking one of them. Like, I can't do that. And I was like, dude.
You're going to come in as a patient.
Yeah.
And by the way, she's saying that because when we worked for a place that was for behavioral health. And some of the patients were SMI. So
yeah. If you don't know SMI, it's severely mentally ill.
Yeah, so that's why we're not trying to laugh at them. It's just funny.
It's just like where we worked. Yeah. And so I was dead ass like, dude, I just have to kill myself. And I was like, dude. Then I was like, nah, fuck. Like, because you're just high. You're tripping, bro. You're just high. You're tripping. So I was like, fuck that. Like, if I off of edibles, that's what happened to me.
So you're not trying that's to even I'm experience.
Not fucking, I'm not going to even touch nothing else. Like, I'm... Yeah. Listen, I know my body, and I'm just not fucking with it.
Oh, my God. So, I've done Adderall, and it was so weird when we were working with the patients, because we had a lot that were, like, ADHD and ADD, and, like, how many milligrams of fucking Adderall that they would be prescribed for or just Ritalin. And I'm like, dude, I barely took one pill, and I felt, like, fucking crazy.
Dude, I could not
imagine... Like, I remember we had this one girl, she would take a 275 milligram. And I was just like, dude, that's fucking, I think that's a lot, personally.
It is. It's fucking, it's meth.
Literally, it's an amphetamine.
Yeah, and it's meth.
And I know it gives them the opposite one, but then there's so many parents at that clinic that force their kids to be put on it. Like, they legit just say, oh, my kid needs to be put on this. And I remember they had to make sure that this one parent, like, that the nurse or the doctor wouldn't sign off on it because it was just the mom trying to get their son on Adderall just because, like, she just wanted him to be on it. Even though he had, what was it, he would have, like, extreme manic episodes of, like, him freaking out, so they knew that he couldn't be on that, but she was determined to get him on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That shit is just, I don't know. I just don't think drugs are it for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, alcohol is, like, but I mean, shit, I gotta slow down on that, because last weekend I almost got a DUI. Don't know how I got out of that one, I'm gonna be honest.
You got lucky.
For real, because, so we came to the conclusion, even my mom, I think the officer knew I was drunk.
Oh, yeah, especially by the question that he asked you.
So, he walked up, so, listen, I'm not trying, this sounds really bad, but I'm a great drunk driver. And the only reason I got caught up is because I was looking at my phone. I was looking at my phone trying to get directions. And we're going around a curve. And he said I was going in and out of the lines. So the first thing he said when he walked up was, where are you on your phone? And I had my phone in between my thighs. I pulled my phone up and the maps were already up, open on my phone. I was like, I was literally trying to get directions. And then he goes, I smell alcohol coming from the car, and I completely blamed it on my friend, which she took, you know, shout out Desiree, you real one. She been
through it
with me. I put her through some shit.
She'll be on so that we
hear some stories. She's a real one.
Yes.
She's, fully took the rap or whatever, and he was like, well, do you mind if I do, like, a sobriety test? And I was like, yeah, whatever. Shaking, dude. But I was trying to play cool with him. Like, he was cool, so I was playing cool with him. And I was like, hey, you know, just letting you know, like, well, how I found out he was cool, because he was like, do you have any guns or knives in the car? And I was like, no. And I was like, oh, wait, yeah, I do. I, like, keep a knife in my center console. And I was like, I live by myself, you know. He's like, oh, you know, totally understandable. Just promise you won't stab me. And I was like, yeah. So that's why I was like, all right, he's
making
chill.
Making jokes, yeah.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, you know, do you mind doing a sobriety test, whatever. Got out of the car, and he did the one with the flashlight in the eyes, and for a minute, but it was windy. So my eyes, I just kept crying, because I was hoping my eyes open for so long in the wind or whatever. And he told me, all right, well, you passed that one. And he's like, you know, explain what he's looking for, something with the muscles in the eyes. They, like, tick back and forth instead of gliding back and forth. Uh-huh. But he asked me, are you okay to drive?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Which is...
weird.
Weird that a police officer would ask me, are you okay to drive?
Yeah, definitely.
And so he's like, since you passed that one, I'm not going to make you take another one.
Yeah.
So he said he just wrote me a warning for being on my phone.
Oh.
And he came, gave me the warning, and I was like, you know, shook him up, whatever. And I was like, you know, appreciate it, thank you, whatever. being nice.
Yeah.
And he looks at my friend and goes, "You have a really good friend. You guys have a good night." Referring to me as being the good friend.
Yeah.
But I feel like he knew I was drunk.
Yeah.
Which is so wild, dude.
Especially, what area were you guys in?
We're leaving Scottsdale.
And I heard the cops over there are...
deep. But I got pulled over by Highway Patrol. Because at that time we were in Mesa.
Okay.
But we were leaving Scottsdale.
Okay.
And Desiree was like, "No, I feel like he followed us from Scottsdale.
He just didn't want to pull you over."
Yeah, well, because this is the thing.
Oh, and he probably seen you guys leaving from the club.
Yeah. And this was a Sunday. We were day drinking on a Sunday. But by this time, I think it was dark. So it was probably like 7 or 8 at night. But the thing is, like, I seen, you know how, like, all those memes, like, is that a cop car or just some fucking fucker with a Ford Explorer?
Yeah.
Well, there was a cop up ahead of us with their lights on. And so when I looked, I was like, damn, I couldn't tell, but that the cop lights reflected onto his lights. And I was like, fuck, there's a cop behind us. And so she's like, "Are you serious?" I was like, yeah. Then his lights turn on. But I was like, damn, is he turning them on to go help that other cop in front of us?
Or
is he pulling me over? So I started to get over just in case. And then I heard on the loudspeaker, driver exit freeway, instead of like stopping on the freeway because it's dangerous. And I was like, fuck, I'm getting pulled over. So yeah, that was like, after that I haven't driven drunk.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
That shit scared the fuck out of me.
When I was 19, gonna be 20 almost.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for underage drinking and I had to take, part of my, like, terms of, like, my plea agreement was taking, like, a DUI class.
Yeah.
And so I had to go in with a class with a bunch of people who had DUIs. I just had a citation for underage drinking.
Yeah.
And there was a girl there, 23. She had 2 DUIs already.
Fuck.
Second time, she was at Westgate and crashed into a fence where, like, Westgate's over here, the apartments are on the opposite side.
Yeah.
She crashed into the fence there, and her car bumper got stuck, and she couldn't reverse out, and one of the people that lived in the apartments called the cops on her.
Fuck.
23 years old, and she had, like, $10,000 in fines. Fuck. She had to get an interlock system. She couldn't get her license for 2 years. It was suspended. And it was just all this shit, and damn. I was like, I'm not worth it. Yeah, I'm not drinking and driving. Ever since I took that class, I was just like, no.
Well, this is the thing, and I'm not trying to justify it, but, like, I sober up really fast.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll drink some water, like, I'll be good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that did scare the fuck out of me, but honestly, I only got pulled over because I was fucking on my phone.
Swerving, yeah, trying to look up directions.
But I just so happened to be drunk at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was, like, definitely scared to me. I was like, I don't think I'm about to do that shit.
Yeah. It's not worth it. It's just...
It's not.
It's gonna add a felony, and, like, you're gonna have to deal with all that bullshit. It's like, for what? For just wanting to drink? Like, just get a lift if you want to be faded or find a DD.
Yeah.
Or,
you know? Yeah. Well, and it's like, I'm always a designated driver. Like, I'm always, for everything. Like, I'm always driving everyone around, which I'm so fucking tired of, honestly.
It's not fun.
Especially when people get their own cars and they still make me drive.
You're just like, can I be the passenger for once? Real? Like, let me be faded and have fun.
For real, like,
I don't want to stress about that.
Hell yeah. But it is because I'm good at driving under the influence, which I'm not, again, tooting my own horn, but... Anyways, guys, my voice is really starting to go. I'm struggling, trying to push out every last word, but...
I mean, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about, too.
Yeah, we do.
There's so much.
We have a lot that we're working on, so...
Oh, what you wanted to start doing, the positive, like, what, something that happened to you positively this past week?
Well, nothing positive has happened to me this past week.
No.
No, okay, I take that back. So yesterday, finally, I saw the upside of my job. So I have a mentoring client. So I do behavioral health coaching, which is typically for, like, the little kids. And then I have mentoring clients, which is all ages.
Yeah.
So one of my mentors, I got her enrolled in college yesterday. And her parents, she's the same age as me, 21. Yeah. And her parents were, like, super thankful. Like, her dad pulled me aside and was like, thank you. I've been trying to get her to do this for a long time, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, her mom was saying thank you. And my patient, Jesus Christ, client, sorry, I'm 3 years of calling people patients. Yeah. My client, as I was driving her back home, cried. And, well, I already don't know how to deal with people when they cry. But, like, she was, like, super, like, thankful and shit like that. And even texted me today. And so I that's cool. Like, I thought that was dope because that's the first time that I've seen an upside to this job.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I felt like I was just fucking babysitting. Mm-hmm. And this whole money bullshit is not worth it. We'll see. I'm supposed to be starting to make a lot more money now that school's starting. Mm-hmm. And I'll be working a lot more. So, I don't know. We'll fucking see. But,
yeah.
That's what, I guess maybe that's my positive of the week.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's super fucking awesome. But
the
rest of
the fucking week is bullshit. This last month has been fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck July. It's cancer. Right? It's cancer season, that's why.
I'm fucking like cancer. You're so emotional.
Positive for you?
I don't really know if I have, like... Well, I guess, yeah. I finally got out of my really bad depressive episode, and I finally woke up, and I've been seeing a lot of, like, the upside, like you said, and, like, looking forward towards just, like, short-term goals, like, within the next couple months, and, like, long-term goals within upcoming years, you know, and, like, just, I think being around you and, like, seeing how goal-oriented you are and just putting, like, shit into perspective for me, like, okay, this is, you know, these are the things that I want to accomplish, and this is what I fucking want to, like, be at when I'm this age, you know, like, just actually putting forth the effort to, like, make shit happen, like, that's been really a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in my depressed stage. Mm-hmm. Like, the beginning of the week, I didn't leave my house for, like, 3 days.
Damn.
And I just was sleeping all day.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I gotta pull myself out of this. But definitely, like, actually having someone who has the same vision as me, mm-hmm. like, has been dope, like, creatively and shit.
Yeah.
But I just know that, like, I gotta, you know, work on it. There's other shit that, like, I really need to work on for me to be
where you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't really know what happiness is, which is sad, but I'm sure shit will get better. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know.
It can only, what's that saying? Like, it can only, what is it? I forgot.
I don't know.
It can only get better.
Yeah.
Like, once you reach a certain, like, once you reach a certain level of low, you can only go up. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say I'm at my rock bottom. I'm not going to say I can get any lower than this because I don't even want to jinx it, but I am at my rock bottom and I'm hoping that I can, no, I will go up from here. So I'm just trying to tell myself, like, this is temporary and I have to, like, it could be a lot worse. So I have to be thankful for that. But I know where I want to be in life and I'm not there. So, I need to get there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, with that, guys, hit us up on social media, Star67, After Dark.
Yeah.
Send us any recommendations, any questions.
Oh, yeah. Just real quick to let you guys know, we are going to be starting some, like, series of where we watch different shows that you guys want to have us watch, like, movies, anything, stuff that we find interesting, we're going to watch and do different reviews on it.
Yeah.
So if there's shows or movies that you think we should watch and you would like for us, like, to see our, like, what we think about it before you watch it, or if you watched it and you just want to see what other people think, just send it over and let us know.
Yeah.
Questions, too.
Yeah. If we are saying things the wrong way, let us know. Critique us.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, anything and everything, hit us up.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next, fucking, I don't know, you'll hear us next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.